disabled during COVID, it's as if we don't exist. Vicky Walton Cole, disabled members officer, Unison Union Surrey. Personal capacity, disabled people often shop online as this is the safest, and sometimes only, option. As a part-time wheelchair user, I can tell you firsthand of the difficulties, especially with pandemic measures. It seems that the Equality Act and disabled access have been forgotten and ignored in the rush to reopen society post-lockdown. On a recent shopping trip, I found disabled toilets supposedly in use, but actually blocked off by cones, with no soap or toilet roll. I found shops where the ramp doesn't quite meet the door, and yes, this meant I was stuck in the doorway, half in and half out. Shops have one-way systems that have not left enough room for wheelchairs or prams to maneuver. And please tell me how I get my wheelchair in, down a flight of steps, as the ramp is out only? Yet more shops have decided that social distancing means they will only allow one of the double doors to open, but many wheelchairs need wider entrances and both doors to open. Some shops have locked them shut, which prevents wheelchair users entering, with no staff nearby to unlock. I was physically prevented from entering. Access fail after access fail, while going around shops, and this is not new to COVID-19 life. Some shops have removable ramps, but no way of alerting the shop that you're outside, and need to use it, even after emailing in advance. There are many more barriers for some disabled people, such as sensory barriers from noise, lighting and smells. Very few shops, I believe, have loop systems for hearing aid users, never mind how few people can use British Sign Language. Then there's mental health barriers that can make it near impossible to go shopping or even leave home. Add all these barriers together, and many disabled people shop online as it's infinitely easier. But earlier this year, Rishi Sunak was considering a tax on online shopping to help the high street. Clearly bosses would pass the tax on to consumers. That sounds like a tax on disabled people to me. Our cost of living is already higher by thousands of pounds per year. Many disabled people already go without essential items due to cost. According to Scope's 2019 Disability Price Tag Report, the average additional costs faced by disabled people were £583 per month. A new tax on one of the few things that we can easily access, online shopping, could push this even higher. With access to benefits and services a postcode lottery at best in austerity Britain, how are the majority of disabled people expected to absorb these costs? Personal independence payment, the main disability benefit, is an absolute joke, with many still refused what little we are entitled to. Less than a third of new claims are approved, and so many are forced to go to tribunal to get what we are entitled to. Around three quarters of tribunals are successful. The stress of trying to claim benefits, and reclaim them every 2 to 3 years, is astronomical. Yet still they do not meet the additional costs of disability. The Equality Act offers very little actual protection or rights to disabled people, and a lot of protection to employers and businesses, if they can prove they have made some sort of attempt. This is about penalizing people who sometimes cannot work full-time, or are in lower paid jobs. The disability pay gap is very real. The lack of any attempt to continue adhering to the Equality Act for businesses and employers during these current times demonstrates the disregard and weakness of the Act. Disabled people are being penalized even more, and those in power don't even consider how this might affect us. It's as if we don't exist, we shouldn't exist, or at best, we are an afterthought. We want equal rights in law, we want to be included, and we want access.